The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hey, Tony. So I have a weird story. I heard it from my mom, and it's not really paranormal, but this is just weird and eerie. So when my mom was a kid, she grew up in a very small town, so everybody just knew each other. And there was a folklore figure called the Scaly Man. And of Scaly Man, he was a real man. I don't know his name. My mom doesn't know his name, but he was a local who had a skin condition where his skin looked like scales. And she said my grandmother seen him as a kid, and she said he just looked odd. And so what happened was, the whole story is that there is this town, this like mansion, and his mother took care of him his whole entire life because, you know, during that time, no one really would accept him for who he was. So he couldn't get a job. He couldn't, you know, do anything. So his job was to just watch over the mansion after his mother passed away. And whenever you go near the house, they're like, watch out, the Scaly Man's going to get you, because he lived at like this water mill across the street from the house. So a lot of the kids, like, you know, played a game, kind of like Bloody Mary or Candyman. Is that what his name was? Candyman, the one with the hook? I think so. Anyway, so I'm a little off. I'm starving. I just had a flight at 4 in the morning, and I just landed where I need to get to. So, so my mom found out that they were going to demolish that house since nobody technically lived in it. And her and her friends decided to go up there for a challenge to just see, like, let's go in the mansion. Let's see if Scaly Man's going to get us. Like, let's prove that we're, like, you know, brave enough to do it. And of course, everybody was like, no, you go in. And they all decided to go in. And they looked around, and she said that it was halfway furnished. There were still books in the home and a couple of old chairs. But it looked like nobody lived there in such a long time. But when they left, this is where it gets a little freaky. There was a dog hung from a tree. Like, it was limp, just dangling from a tree. And it was not there before. And my mom said that her and her friends ran out as fast as they could. And the next morning, they went to go back to see if they, like, if they were, you know, seeing what they saw. And they went back. The dog was not there. And they went up to the construction men before they tore down the house. They're like, did you not see that dog on the tree? And they were like, what dog? What were you doing on the property? So it's like, they just thought, maybe they thought it up. But back when Facebook became a brand new thing, my mom and her friends got back into contact with each other, and somebody brought up, they're like, do you remember the dog at the Staley man's house? And so my mom, of course, reacted very strongly. She's like, yes, oh my God, I thought I was going crazy. And they talked about it, but it was weird. So was it Scaly Man? I don't know. Could it be just a weirdo watching kids just playing a game? Maybe. But I don't know. I found that story very creepy, especially when it came from my mom, because you usually hear about those stories like over a campfire or whatever. So yeah, I thought you guys would like that. Yeah, so that's all I have to say here. I have one more story, but I might wait to tell you it. But just let me know if you want to hear it. It's about my cat. I think he came to visit me one time, and I know you love those stories, and you've talked about your cat visiting and packing up hairballs in the background. Just let me know. I would love to tell you that story too as well. But hope y'all have a great day. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.